You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There are so many challenges to being a special ed teacher. The behaviors, the paperwork, managing your team. But I think one of the hardest parts of it is doing it by yourself. You feel like you are on an island because some of your colleagues don't really understand the complexities of your role. And that is exactly why I created the Professional Development Membership, a place where you could connect with other special ed teachers who are going through the same struggles you are, celebrating the same wins you are, and a place that gives you training that is actually relevant to your classroom. This membership is going to walk you step by step and give you a path and a plan for exactly what to do to run a successful classroom. If you feel overwhelmed and not knowing where to start, this is the one membership you need. So not only will you get the training, you will also get the stuff. So you're going to learn the strategies to put into action, and then you will have the downloads right there. So if this all sounds like exactly what you need, I want you to sign up for the waitlist because we are opening enrollment on August 4th. And this date is important because we only open enrollment once a year because we want everyone to go through the content together. It's kind of like building together this path and plan that I always talk about. We go through each step together. So August 4th is when the doors open and I want you to be ready. I don't want you to miss it. It is a busy time of year, so it's easy to miss it. And last thing, before then, I want you to ask your admin if they will cover the cost of the membership for you. Half of the members in the professional development membership have the cost of their membership covered by their administrator. Yep, half. So right now, click in the link in the show notes. We have a template for you to ask your administrators to cover the cost. Never hurts to ask. Sign up for that waitlist because there's a special little promo when you sign up. And I can't wait to see you in the membership.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper Podcast. We are on our summer series. We are doing nice short episodes, and we're doing different lists because I love a list. Lists are how I organize my life. I like a checklist. This helps us stay sane, right? And today I have a short list for you. I have a list of two different things you can email right now and ask your admin to get ready for back to school. Now, administrators, don't get nervous. I'm not promoting asking a million things, but I think there's two important things we can be proactive about in the summer to get ready for starting the school year on a really good foot. So the first thing that I always recommend asking as we get close to back to school time, whenever those first PD days are coming, one thing I recommend reaching out to your principal or your vice principal, your special ed director, whoever you work closely with, is to reach out and ask, when can I have some common time with my team during those first professional development days? So you likely have, you know, 2 or 3 days in the start of the year where your whole school is in the building, prepping for the school year. You want to get some time during those days where you have your whole team in your classroom, meaning your paraprofessionals, so you can start to work on team training and team collaboration. I like to get ahead of this by asking your principal, because if not, your principal might plan activities and things for your team to do. He or she may need your paraprofessionals to help with other prep in the building. And if you proactively ask, hey, can I have some time with my team because I want to work on staff training for data collection, team mission statements, behavior plans, all of these other things I want to train on, you're putting that on their radar. They may not know that you want team training time. And if you're asking that, you're like, hey, when during, you know, August 5th, 6th, or 7th, can I have some team training time? They know that you want that. Now, they might tell me, you know, they might say, you know what, I'm so sorry. We have the paraprofessionals booked those whole 3 days doing different stuff around the building. All right. But if you are putting that on their radar, they might say, okay, you know what, on the 6th, you can have from 1 to 2:30. Now you know that you have that time with your paraprofessionals, and then you can plan for it. Look at my paraprofessional training guides. I'll link those in the show notes. Those are a great place to start. And really planning your training around that. This is a really important time to start your staff training. Staff training does not stop here. Staff training is a year-long endeavor, but this is an important first step. This is where we lay the foundation, especially if you have new paraprofessionals, either new to you or new to the school. You want to really get on the same page with things like student rapport, communication, how we communicate as a team, what types of structure and practices we're doing within the classroom, what types of responsibilities you expect of your team. You want to get on the same page with those things. So that's a really good question to ask your administrator right now and start to think about how you could use that training time. So something you may not know about me is I actually love cooking, but I've been so busy lately that I've had to come up with some little hacks to make cooking a little easier. And one of my favorite hacks recently is using frozen Washington red raspberries. They're picked at peak freshness and frozen right away, so when you defrost them, they're still so good. Last week, the girls and I made muffins, and they were delicious. And I think next week I'm going to make salad dressing with them because I have them in my freezer and I can defrost them anytime. I love that they're always ready to go. I don't waste them because when I buy fresh ones, sometimes I don't use them all and I hate wasting food. I usually get my frozen raspberries at Kroger or Meijer's, and this has just made cooking and baking for me a lot easier. Look for Product of the US on the bag. So if you want more details on where to find American frozen red raspberries plus other recipe ideas and cooking tips, head over to redraz.org. That's redraz.org, and you'll find other retailers and inspiration for every meal, plus some info on how these berries go from farm to freezer, plus the quality that you can taste.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The second question that you can ask your administrator is one that you might get a no on, but I'm an advocate of always asking politely and seeing what happens. The second question to ask is there any budget for training? Because in the summer, your administrator may have a little bit more time to go through their email and respond to things. And sometimes there is budget for training. We have a ton of online courses at the Autism Helper. We have 6 different online courses.
two on behavior, one on executive functions, one on literacy. We have our membership that is opening up super soon. We have a lot of different ways for training. There are all types of different companies that offer great online training. I know the summer is not like you're wanting to get in that training because you want to check out. I get it. But during the school year, it's really hard to find the time to really dedicate, you know, mental space for training. I, as a trainer, I spend most of my time doing trainings in the summer because school districts can't typically get subs during the school year. So I do most of my trainings in the summer. And I think the perk of that is we're a little bit away from the chaos and the stressors of the classroom that we have the time and the space to focus on the training. So I actually do love personally attending a training in the summer and doing a training in the summer because I think we're ready to consume that content. So think about reaching out to your admin and being like, hey, I really want to take this executive functions masterclass. You can send them, you know, our website and be like, is there a budget for it? We have teachers do this all the time. And a lot of times principals say yes, or special ed directors say yes, we actually do have budget for training because a lot of schools do have specific buckets of money that is just for training. And a lot of times if they don't use it, it goes away. So they're happy to be like, yes. And when teachers have that, you know, initiative to ask for it, administrators are oftentimes very excited about that because they know that teachers are going to have the buy-in. They're going to finish the training. They're going to utilize the training. So may as well ask and utilize this time now to do the training, get the ideas, and be ready to start the school year with a fresh, you know, set of ideas, fresh toolbox of strategies, and a lot of confidence walking into the new school year.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VB map and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.